This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us that way. And if you haven't yet done so through Skype, you do have to send a contact request first. It's pretty simple. We'll then approve you. It'll be easy for you to call from that point forward. With you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
Cantwell's here courtesy of ChristopherCantwell.com. We'll talk more about that and him here in a little bit. All kinds of interesting news to discuss here tonight. Apparently, there's been yet another lemonade stand crackdown. And I don't know where this is coming from, Mark, but you've got the story.
Pinellas County,
Florida.
Yep.
All right. I mean, that's a place where you know, having lemonade is a pretty good thing. It gets hot down there.
Indeed. Well, it turns out that, now this isn't about the story of the kid as much as it's about the follow-up to the story of the kid. Because we've done this story so many times on
it's
Free Talk Live.
It's been a while, though, since we've had one.
All right. Do you want me to go find a recap of that story? Because I didn't do that. I have a story about what happened sort of with the guy.
I'm just saying it's been a while since we've had a lemonade story on the show.
All right. This is from TheBlaze.com here. In the week since Guerrero's story went viral, this is the kid who is serving lemonade on a neighbor's yard.
And they shut him down?
Right. This is he's 12 years old. He's faced years of official complaints from a crotchety neighbor bent on shutting down the boy's lemonade stand.
So years of complaints.
That's what it says. Remember T.J. Guerrero, the 12-year-old entrepreneur who has faced years of official complaints from crotchety neighbor bent on shutting down his lemonade stand. Well, in the last week, Guerrero's story went viral. The preteen's business has boomed because of the story, I assume. The Tampa Bay Times reported, while the crotchety neighbor, 61-year-old Doug Wilkie.
We know a crotchety guy named
Doug.
Okay.
In New Hampshire.
He's facing an ironic legal trouble. It seems that Wilkie was trying to get PJ's illegal business shut down. At the same time, he was running his own unlicensed business out of his house. Wilkie had listed...
He's a pimp.
What's that?
No, I'm just guessing. What kind of business was he running?
It's just, I don't know.
I got all excited there for a second. I thought you were really going to tell me the guy was a pimp.
No. I don't know precisely what he does, but it's called Bayport Financial Services. Mm-hmm. It sounds like he might be like a financial advisor or something like that.
Got it.
Which is certainly something that somebody could do from their home. But
not in Pinellas, apparently.
Not in Dunedin. Wilkie had listed his Dunedin, Florida home address as the principal business address for Bayport Financial Services, a tipster told city officials. Wilkie was apparently skipping out on a $45 a year business license tax and other paperwork, and Dunedin's planning director, Greg Rice, told the Times that Wilkie could start facing a $250 a day fine if he doesn't come into compliance. The irony is Wilkie's not following the rules either, or doesn't seem to be, Rice said. Wilkie has tried to stay out of the spotlight as the local story reached the national stage, ordering reporters off of his property on Thursday, the Times noted.
Get off my land!
He's 61. He's not that old. I mean,
just to clarify, though, the kid in the case, the kid with the lemonade stand, he's okay.
Yes.
It sounds like you said he's continuing to operate, right? So he hasn't been shut down.
Right. At this point, the authorities have figured out that going after kids in lemonade stands is a problem.
Hmm.
Now, I think this is really kind of interesting because, okay, so I have a friend who runs a very successful business, and his wife is Asian. Now, she is the nominal head of the business and therefore gets whatever benefits one gets as being a minority business. That's sort of the reason that it was set up that way. Now, one can run a business with a titular head, right?
Mm-hmm.
Without that titular head really being in charge.
Sure.
So let's say you have a reasonably good location for a lemonade stand or, you know, whatever kind of business that would be appropriate for a kid to open. And you just stay open for the lemonade, you know, and sell lemonade or ice cream or whatever it is from your front yard. And you got your kid around. Oh, we're just watching it for our kid. Like, where does it sort of end, stop and end?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What if they were to instead of having the 12-year-old go out there, what if you put a 20-year-old out operating the stand?
Then, indeed, that could be a big problem.
What would happen?
Well, we did Lemonade Freedom Day in Philadelphia just last year.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, the police came and,
Kids who came out for that?
I think Jim Babb was out there, so Mike Salvi, Josie
right?
Wales. Yeah, there were definitely kids there. I didn't get too well acquainted with the children, but, we got the children away when the police showed up because mm-hmm. we feared for their safety, and we told the police that. And they came after us. Now, this was in, some park in Philadelphia that's almost I believe it's similar to like Zuccotti Park in Manhattan.
So privately owned?
It's private, public weirdness, one of those things. And they told us, that we needed a permit to sell there, and there were other vendors there with permits, including a licensed lemonade vendor. And we were like, well, I don't think we're going to get a permit, and if you want to come and use violence against us with our cameras running,
mm-hmm.
then we're happy to bullhorn that to all these people here. And there's a pretty popular video about it, but they still will go run around and shut down kids' lemonade stands.
So they back down?
They back down, yeah, but, they threatened us first.
Yeah, sure.
You want to do this the easy way or the hard way? And we're like, I think that
we're really not here to do this the easy way.
Yeah, that's not really our MO, the easy way. Our way is, filming you and bullhorning it, and we got on the bullhorns. We're like, the police are threatening a children's lemonade stand. We had to get the children away because we feared for their safety.
Right.
How do you feel living in a world where you have to hide the children from the police? And
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I missed that one. That sounds like it'd be a good video.
They didn't do so well there, huh?
All right, so what else, Mark?
Yeah, that's the story.
So this dude, the grumpy neighbor, the 61-year-old guy complained about this young man, and purportedly over a period of years, according to the article, complained
That's
about
this? That's what this says here. I mean, I haven't...
I've never seen the original story, so I don't know, what has happened, what has transpired to this point. I'm filling in the blanks, presuming it's gone like most of the other ones, where a young man or lady has been selling lemonade, somebody complains, the cops come, threaten, and get it shut down. But in this case, it sounds different in that he hasn't shut down, so maybe the cops never came to threaten him, in which case how did this make news in the first place? That's what I'd like to know.
Everything that I've seen about this kid shows that he is a real entrepreneur as far as it goes. Like he's dedicated. He's not some kid out there who says, you know what I'll do? I'll take out my little plastic table and bring out some watered down Kool-Aid and play lemonade stand.
Yeah,
I stop off every time I see one of these kids serving watered down Kool-Aid and
Why
Dixie
would someone
cups.
Serve Kool-Aid instead of lemonade at a lemonade stand? That sounds like fraud.
What are you talking about, Ian? I'm just talking about people who do stands.
Yeah, you're talking about somebody who does a crappy job. I'd be really disappointed if I got Kool-Aid instead of lemonade.
But I mean, if they're advertising, Kool-Aid, but like lemonade stand has become the colloquial term for, hey, I'm a child and I'm selling cold beverages on the
cookies.
Side of the highway,
I stopped by and got some lemonade from a stand in the neighborhood once, and it was very good.
Like I once wrote an article about lemonade stands getting shut down, and I went looking for things, and I wrote about Girl Scout cookies and all manner of lunacy that these people were going
at. That's true. Yeah, they have targeted the Girl Scouts as well.
Okay, Boy
so
Scouts,
here
popcorn and.
I've looked it up. In business is all about location, 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 and even 12-year-old TJ Guerrero knows that. Guerrero.
Where is this coming from?
This is from CNN. Since 2013, he's been manning a lemonade stand at the corner of Patricia Avenue and San Salvador Drive in Dunedin, Florida, about 25 miles west of Tampa. He lives a few houses down the street from the junction, but got permission from the owners of the corner house to set up shop with his homemade sign at the higher traffic area during summer breaks and after school during the school year. But another neighbor in the neighborhood has been trying to put a squeeze on the kid's sweet operation.
Do they name him in this article?
I don't know.
We'll find out here in moments.
We know what his name is now.
I want to know more because, well, if somebody found out who he was and then they doxed him, basically.
They doxed him.
We're more coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Do you think lemonade stands should be shut down? Really?
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 29th, 2014, gold opened at 1287. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,334.47, $667.23 for a half ounce, or $333.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,334.47, $667.23, and $333.62.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver are going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial on in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Lots to discuss here tonight, including a proposal to nationalize the police. That's a terrible idea, but we'll get deeper into that here in a little bit. when especially when you've got the police cracking down on lemonade stands. Although in the case of Florida, where we're talking about Pinellas, apparently, or Dunedin?
Dunedin,
is that Pinellas County?
It is Pinellas County, yes.
So in Florida, and that's the Tampa area, a young man, he's, 12, was it?
Yep.
13, something like that?
12.
He's been doing this for over a year, so he started when he was 11, I would guess. Started up doing his own lemonade stand, and some grumpy neighbor complained about it, apparently made a series of complaints. We're actually getting the background on the story, because what we found out first was sort of the update, and that was that this particular neighbor, turns out he's running his own home-based business. So he's a hypocrite, as well as a snitch. We'll get into the rest of that story. Your calls are welcome, especially if you think lemonade stands need to be stopped. I want to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. Someone out there is obviously upset by these lemonade stands, like the grumpy neighbor who refuses to talk to the press at this point. But those people are out there, so our toll-free number is there for you. ExpressCoin.com is also there for you. If you want to get Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, as well as Darkcoin, you can get it very easily, and it's fast. ExpressCoin.com, they really care about customer service, and they will help you. It's really simple, though. I mean, it's money order, check, wire transfer, cash deposit. There are several options for you to use your cash and turn it into cryptocurrencies. Go and get started at ExpressCoin.com, and you can now do it from Canada as well as the United States. Plus, they've got a smartphone app which you can grab over at ExpressCoin.com. If you've been waiting to get into Bitcoin, the price is down from what it was just a few weeks ago. So maybe now's a good time. ExpressCoin.com can help you with that. Mark, continue the story here from what was the source?
This was CNN.
CNN out of Tampa Bay and Pinellas. So you're kind of giving us some of the background on this story now, because what we found out in the beginning of the show tonight was that there's a 61-year-old neighbor, Doug, who's been complaining there about this young man selling lemonade, presumably right from the front yard of his parents' house.
No, from the front yard of a neighbor's house.
Thank you for
neighbor's
that. House. Who has given permission. The neighbor has given permission for this young man to be there.
He lives a few houses down the street, and the neighbor has the more lucrative better lemonade spot.
It's all about the location, right?
Yeah.
So,
and he's been doing this, interestingly, for more than a year.
That's amazing dedication. So let's get back to the story.
Dunedin City Manager Rob DeSpirito told CNN that the first complaint was lodged by a 61-year-old Doug Wilkie in 2013.
Okay.
At least four emails to the city since then. Wilkie complained the Guerrero stand caused excessive trash, traffic, noise, and affected the property value of his home, which is next door to where the stand is set up. If this were a once-a-year event by a couple of kids to earn a little money for a holiday or something, I'd not have a problem with it, Wilkie wrote. I'm very worried about the value of my home, which is why I built it in a residential area, not in a business area.
Maybe some people value having a lemonade stand nearby. Perhaps the value would actually increase, depending on who you ask.
It looks scenic, right? Like there's a kid with a lemonade stand, handmade lemonade sign. You know, I mean, Norman Rockwell made it look good.
I think he's probably just upset that it's bringing down his property taxes. You know, he probably wants to pay more in taxes, and he's really upset.
I like the idea of, I mean, it depends on how you look at things, right? Like, some people would say, for instance, Chris, you recently moved in across the street here from the LRN.FM studios.
Yeah.
And there are some who would argue that you free stater types, of course, you're not even a free stater, you liberty activists moving together, you guys are bringing down the property values in the neighborhood. In fact, that was one of the claims on why the house that ultimately you moved into took so long to sell. One of the rumors going around the neighbors was that it was because of those darn liberty activists across the street.
It wasn't the high price and like being nearly double what the house
next door. It wasn't the fact
that
the woman refused to lower her price in any meaningful way over the time she was an unreasonable seller. No, that had nothing to do with it. It was the liberty activists bringing the price of prices and the values of the houses down. To me, that's a good
thing. To a liberty activist,
right.
I mean, it's not that complicated of an equation.
Even if that's true, right? Even if that's true. Then I think it's a fine idea. Let's create, as Rich Paul has put it, the porcupine ghetto, a place where property values for the average buyer are in decline. But for a liberty activist, that's a valuable thing. We want more liberty people to move together, to move close together. And if the prices are going down on houses, that only encourages people to buy rather than rent and to actually make an investment and to, you know, sink some roots into the ground. It doesn't mean that this neighborhood's trashy or anything like that. In fact, the guy that complains about this particular house in this area happens to have a trashier porch, in my opinion, than we do. He just seems to be collecting more junk up there as the days go by.
Right, and the thing is, obviously, things that people value different things differently, right? I mean, yeah. Subjective value and whatnot. And so they're going by, you know, what the tax assessor says the value of their property is. And if the, you know, if the city of Keene thinks that we're bringing down property values, then, you know, that's the city of Keene's opinion. And I don't particularly value the opinion of the city yeah. of Keene, the city government. So, you know, clearly if we have people who want to be around other like-minded people, I mean, this is kind of a cool neighborhood to live in, you know?
I think it'll be getting, I mean, especially if more people start buying or renting in this neighborhood, the more people that love freedom that can come physically, literally, houses down from one another, I think is very valuable. You want to talk about response time. I mean, here in New Hampshire, you can have response time. I saw, I think it was, I don't know if it was Tony Bones, but one of these online liberty activists, people that are kind of trying to make it happen wherever it is they're living. And in her case, I think it's Missouri, for instance.
Yeah.
There was like some post made about getting pulled over by the police and, you know, someone please respond. And my question was, did anyone respond?
Of course
and
not.
If
of
not,
course, that's you being a jerk, right? If you ask that question.
I didn't say it that way. Okay. I said it something like, well, if you want guaranteed, you know, almost guaranteed response, you should live in Keene or Manchester. Well,
but do you understand how, like, sometimes people will give you trouble about that. But it's
care.
The God's honest truth.
I don't care if they give me trouble. It is the truth.
I'm not trying to be mean to anybody here, but if you want to, why are you trying to recreate the wheel?
I want to support you. I want to yeah. be able to be there for you if you love freedom and are willing to stand up for it. But I can't drive to Missouri and I can't drive to California, but I can go across town and I can hop on my bike and go across town. But it's even easier when it's across the street. If something were to happen, Chris, at your house, I'm right here.
Right.
You know,
and
no
there,
problem.
And there have been things that happened over here, yeah. and I run out of the house immediately. And I saw, you know, it was a innocent enough thing. It wasn't a problem, but the police pulled up here once, and I was just like, you know, got on my radio, and I was like, yo, the cops are in front of Ian's house, and, you know, Derek came out with a camera, like,
yeah.
2 seconds
Boom.
Later. It's
yeah.
it's really cool here, and, I mean, even Keene as opposed to Manchester, frankly, I put out the 411 the other day that, like, I was in Manchester and, you know, filming the police, and I'm like, is there a radio channel that they use here? And the young lady I was with was like, I'm not really sure, and I'm looking.
We've been trying to help the, I mean, you can't push people into this stuff, unfortunately. And I know we've gone far astray from the lemonade stand. We'll get back into that here. But just talking about activist communications and getting people to get on the same channels and things like that, there aren't as many radios distributed in Manchester. And of those that are distributed, there aren't as many in use, from what I understand.
Right.
They're also – they had a Manchester 411. You were talking about how you sent a text message to the Keene 411 system. I don't think anyone in Manch really monitors that actively, so they probably didn't see that.
Right.
And nobody's ever used the Manch 411 except for Dale, who used to be our co-host. He tried to get people into it, and just nobody was interested. More coming up here in moments. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah? Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. They're waiting for you there. And you can create the content totally free at freetalklive.com. If you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen are also talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. At modup.net, they make it affordable for everyone to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower in price than the brand name. But don't mistake low prices for inferior quality. They really care and ensure that purity and potency is consistent to that of the branded version. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So check out modup.net, and when you're ready to buy, you can pay with Bitcoin to get a 33% discount. Make the deal even better. Put in code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So don't forget, code FTL, modup.net is where you want to go for modafinil at world-class service at a great price. That's modup.net with code FTL. Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts more about the lemonade stand situation with the grumpy neighbor in moments. Daniela is with us first in Brooklyn. Daniela, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I was really interested in talking about the idea of decentralization and how central that is to, you know, libertarian ideology, and how it might also have to do with self-reliance.
Sure.
I've been thinking a lot lately of, you know, about how the key to government control of an industry sector is regulation of large corporations that are the backbone of the industry. So, for instance, you buy electricity from a local provider. That provider, obviously, is a regional monopoly that's highly regulated by the government. The monopoly enjoys a guaranteed profit without any risk. And, mm-hmm. of course, as you know, large companies love government regulation because it socializes their risk and they earn guaranteed profits.
Well, and it also, government regulation also keeps other players out of the business, so
exactly.
it protects them.
Right. And so, you know, and they name their price and you have no choice to pay it. And so I really love the idea of decentralization. And I'm really interested in technologies and, you know, opportunities to decentralize things that are otherwise completely controlled by either, by some powers that be, whether it's public or private. And I was thinking a lot recently as I was reading some pretty hilarious articles recently about radical self-reliance and the Burning Man Festival. And even though I'm not a burner in any way, I do think it's an interesting idea. And I was trying to marry the idea of self-reliance in everyday life, because not all of us can go off and do acid for 10 days a year. How can you be more self-reliant?
I shudder at the thought. Who says you can't?
Well, maybe, no, you're right. I can't, unfortunately.
I can't either.
I don't think I'd want to do acid for 10 days in a row.
I wouldn't want to do acid for 10 days in a row either. It would be would kind of take all the fun out of it.
I could do like mushrooms over the weekend, but that's about my limit.
Well, the libertarian.
I've got a family. This isn't going to work out for me at all.
You know, the Porcupine Freedom Festival has been called the Libertarian Burning Man before,
well,
so you don't have to go. Yeah,
you don't have to go
all the way to Nevada to have a good time. Anyway, go ahead.
So I've been thinking about this a lot recently because I've been working on a project of my own to decentralize communication. It's actually interesting because I think you guys were just talking about, activists and using radios and the fact that no one uses them. And I think this actually speaks to this as well. So I've been working on a technology that enables you to communicate without ever having to plug into central connectivity. And, I did it in part because of my experience during Hurricane Sandy here in New York, where not only did all the towers go down, a third of them did, but the power was out, so you had no Wi-Fi. And so it started as this practical thing that I wanted to develop, a way for you to use your smartphone to communicate with other people, regardless of whether you have access to cell towers or Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just practical in an emergency situation. But I'm, as I've now been working on it for 2 years, and we've just released the technology, I'm thinking a lot more of it from a philosophical perspective, the idea that communication should be decentralized. We've been told by everyone, and everyone meaning, the media, the powers that be, the government, that the best way to handle communication is to have it be centralized in some way. So you pay an internet provider, you pay a cell carrier.
So what's your technology? I mean, what are you putting together here? Because I'd just like to clarify something you said. It's the radio, the two-way radio issues are only happening in Manchester. Keene, there's a fair amount of people who regularly use two-way radios, and that is a decentralized method in a lot of ways of communicating. Although if you rely on a repeater, there is some centralization going on there, although that brings benefits. So what's your proposal exactly? What's the tech that you've put together?
Of course. So what we've developed now over 2 years, and we launched it last month, is this product called GoTenna.
I've heard about this.
Yeah. So that's my company. And I started working on it 2 years ago, immediately after Hurricane Sandy. And what we've done is we've invented this little device that pairs wirelessly to your phone. And in fact, it doesn't even have to be a phone. It can be any iOS or Android device. So it can be your iPod. So you don't even need to have cell service.
Mm-hmm.
And it enables you to communicate with anyone else who has GoTenna as well, with up to 50 miles away from you. And so
up to 50? That's pretty good. That's if you're on a mountaintop.
What's it travel by?
Radio waves.
Okay. What kind of radio waves?
VHF frequency. So it's very, VHF frequency is 151 to 154 megahertz, publicly licensed spectrum that anyone can use, which is why we chose it. And it has great propagation characteristics. And you can send text messages and share your location in a totally end-to-end encrypted fashion that never plugs into central infrastructure. So it's completely decentralized communication that's totally private, that you can use no matter who or where you are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I actually heard about this from one of the Manchester activists who's like really into radio stuff.
I'm going to need help. Okay. So
it's like a secondary transmitter, essentially, for your cell phone.
But does it hop? Okay, so it uses the cell phone signal.
It's
cell phone
Bluetooth, right? Like you're hooking it in.
Let me ask my questions.
So just to be clear, so you connect the device over Bluetooth to your phone, and then at that point, it doesn't use any of the signals that you normally use. It emits
right.
its own signal. It creates its own signal. In fact, GoTenna even works when you have no service, and even if you turn your phone into airplane mode. You do not hop into any sort of central connectivity. This is decentralizing communication completely.
And if you were in airplane mode, you wouldn't be able to Bluetooth connect to the GoTenna.
No, you can, actually. That's a common misconception. But if you turn your phone into airplane mode,
interesting.
You can then turn your Bluetooth back on.
Right. It shuts everything down, but then you can restart it up. Because I know I've opened up Wi-Fi on an airplane after I turned it into airplane mode.
So just a quick question. So quick question for you, Daniela. Does this allow, let's say you've got this thing working, you have no cell phone connectivity. Does the GoTenna have its own app that you have to use to text people? Is that how it works?
Yeah, you either download our app for iOS or Android, or you can use our open software development kit to create your own app. So anyone else can build on it. The idea is that it's a completely open platform for people to build.
I thought, Mark, somebody had sent you something about this to, like, check these guys out for a possible advertiser.
I'm curious as to what this, and I think it would be a great advertiser for Free Talk Live. So these devices. Now, do you have to have a device to receive the signal, too?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a...
I mean, unfortunately, we can't do the impossible from a physics perspective. You need a special receiver to be able to receive these radio waves. And
okay.
because the radio waves we're working on are relatively low frequency compared to the radio chips that you
have. So here's the kill.
I have more questions. All right. So let's say I live in a remote area 30 miles away from somebody who's not so remote and they've got all the accoutrement of modern life. Can I communicate via text and cell phone with their GoTenna? You know, we've both got one of these GoTenna things.
Yeah.
And then they can essentially rebroadcast me to the rest of the world?
Unfortunately, the FCC doesn't let us do anything really cool like store and forward you into central connectivity. And that is another discussion to have, how the FCC is, you know, preventing us from innovating as much as possible.
I bet.
We're working on it. For working with the
Daniela, thanks for bringing this to the table. I think it's a cool idea, and your website's gotenna.com. So there's your freebie. Now we want you to advertise. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. We're coming up on Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on a love connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro, the most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, and no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You join us here on the air. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can join us in real life coming up in just over a month at Disney World.
That's right, coinsinthekingdom.com. It's a Bitcoin party at Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. We're going to be there, and Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me is going to be there. Kyle Drake from Skyhook is going to be there. Charlie Shrim, the Bitcoin pioneer that has just sort of settled his issue with – what is the organization that was going after him?
The Feds.
Yeah, the Feds. There you go. Dan Elitzer from the MIT Bitcoin Project, and Rasha Murashik from Mycelium is going to be there. I just talked to him today, as a matter of fact. Davi Barker from Bitcoin Not Bomb. It's going to be a lot of folks in the Bitcoin sphere coming and partying at the Magic Kingdom. It's going to be fun. The Wyndham Lake Buena Vista in downtown Disney, Saturday, October 4th to Monday, October 6th. Tickets, $60.
What a deal.
Hotel rooms, $99. Kids under 12, free. Funds mandatory. Come celebrate Magic Internet money at the Magic Kingdom. Coinsinthekingdom.com.
I don't think it's right to make it mandatory for people to have fun. I think people should have fun voluntarily. Just pointing that out.
It's going to be a good time.
You want to come,
sure.
You got to have fun.
It will be a good time, I expect. Because we know the folks organizing this. It's actually Jason King from Sean's Outpost. I believe he's putting this together.
Right.
And we talked about Sean's Outpost as one of the preeminent Bitcoin accepting charities out there in the world, doing some great work for the homeless. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. So we actually got a call from somebody who works for this Gotenna company, and the product doesn't exist yet. It's going to be released supposedly toward the end of this year, so it's in pre-order phase right now. And yeah, the price point's not terrible. It's $150 is what they're asking for two of these things. So when you buy the Gotenna,
you get a pair,
a second one that you can use, obviously, because it would be silly to have one and not be able to test it and see if it actually worked. So I think the idea here is there have been stories in the news about how like Apple has put in a kill switch from what I understand, for the police to use. Like if there's some sort of protest, say Occupy Wall Street or whatever it is that's going on, something's happening, the Apple folks have put in a kill switch to where the police would be able to kill cell phone coverage or kill off smartphones at the very least from being able to operate within a certain area.
Right.
And so the idea being that if you can get away from reliance on the cell phone companies for communication purposes, that that's a good thing.
Yeah, and
that's what this could do.
Yeah, it sounds like that's the idea behind it. And I mean, like, we have, you know, we use Keene 411 here. And of course, if we lose cell service or internet access for whatever
reason.
Keene
411 depends on you having either cell or internet access. Actually, cell access, because, well, you can text over the internet, I guess. But you have to send a text message to a phone number.
Right.
And then that message goes through Google Voice, and then it goes through Twitter Mail. And so it depends on two services beyond the service that gets the message to those services.
Exactly.
So it depends on at least three services.
Yeah, and then this is directly, you know, you to the people that you're communicating with, and that's a good thing. Because, of course, we can't trust these large corporations because, you know, they have a lot to lose and governments threaten them and they do things. I do want to kind of point out, though, real quick. I mean, she was talking about decentralization being, you know, part of libertarian philosophy or something like that. I don't agree with that at all. I think that there's nothing wrong with, you know, centralizing something if that's the most effective way to do it and it serves people in the market the best.
If it works better, yeah.
Right. The problem that we suffer with is that we have a tyrannical government who is, you know, giving people special favors and helping them corner markets, and we're dealing with situations where it might not be in our best interest to use some of these centralized services. And so because of that, the you know, it's a beneficial thing for us to decentralize our communication because we can't rely on these things, but it's not central to libertarian philosophy as I understand it.
Yeah, she made that statement, and I just didn't feel like calling her on it. But yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because the idea of libertarianism, if you will, is that you don't use force against people. You don't initiate force against people. There's no statement within the ideas of liberty as to what's the most effective way to organize things. I mean,
right.
You know, there some people have had good luck with like an employee-owned business. Other people have had good luck with kind of a top-down man at the top and in charge of everybody else. Of course, the kind of standard hierarchy model that corporations tend to employ seems to not work too great, especially as the companies become larger. They become even more bureaucratic and more difficult to deal with. I know how difficult it can be sometimes to get all the paperwork straight here at Free Talk Live, and we don't have more than a handful of people working. So,
indeed.
You know, there's issues with a very small group of people working together, and then as you start to get, you know, scale things up, it gets more complicated. So, yeah, libertarianism doesn't take a position on what's the best way to organize, which is why I don't like being called a capitalist. I'm not necessarily a capitalist. I don't take a position on what's the best way to organize things. If the commies want to have themselves a farm and it works well for them, then great, as long as they're not forcing me to live there.
But
I'm okay with it.
A lot of talk has gone on in libertarian circles about decentralization, and it's lauded in many ways, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but I think people see the benefits in a lot of ways.
I think that there's certain elements that have a lot in common with libertarians who would say that decentralization is central to what they believe in, right? And I'm like, well, no, that's not it. And I do call myself a capitalist, and that's just, you know, being I'm an anarcho-capitalist, which is a combination of two things.
Two really bad words.
One is recognizing that the state is an illegitimate institution and just an excuse to do harm, and the other is understanding economics.
So I'm interested.
I understand what people who call themselves anarcho-capitalists mean when they say it. I would contend, however, that the English language and all language is intended to communicate, and that when one uses words that have been corrupted over time, like anarchist and capitalist, one opens oneself up to a world of miscommunication.
Well, no. I'm communicating very clearly when I say anarcho-capitalist. And if other people have been, you know, having their language degenerated by public schools and bogus philosophers and radio hosts, then, you know, that's unfortunate. But they are failing to hear. I'm not failing to communicate.
Well, sometimes you don't get a chance to communicate all of your message to somebody, and I think that using the term voluntarist, at least for me, is a better thing because it communicates what I'm for rather than what I'm against, and I'd rather be for things than against things. I'd rather be pro-peace than anti-war if I can choose how I'm being described. In a lot of cases, we don't get to choose those things.
But, like, voluntarist also fits into, like, mutualist, for example, right? And, you know, mutualists oppose, you know,
what's that mean? What's
rent. You know, it's labor theory of value, right? Like, like economics to me is a really important part of liberty, right? If we if you understand economics, then, you know, things make more sense. And if you think that if you're working on labor theory of value instead of, you know, subjective value, if you're working with you know, the idea that it's somehow immoral or wrong to charge interest or to charge rent, you know, these are ideas that I think are toxic and are worth arguing with people about, frankly.
Sure. But what you're saying there is voluntarism would include those ideas.
Theoretically, it would, right? Because if you, like,
as long as people are organizing voluntarily, if you're living with somebody who also agrees that rent is nonsense and everybody's living there consensually, then
right,
none of my business.
But when people have economic catastrophes, then they tend to react rather poorly, right? Like, so if you think that, you know, paying rent is immoral, right? If you think that charging rent is immoral, then maybe you feel that I'm coercing you by charging you rent in my house or something. You know, somebody comes and rents for me, and I'm like, yes, rent is $500 a month, and they're like, hey, no problem, because I have no problem lying to a cop, right? If a cop is coercing me, I have no problem telling him, no, officer,
yeah,
I don't have any.
And then they move in, and then they don't pay.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, so I mean, these things can happen, and it's worth, I think it's worth hashing out those philosophical differences,
sure.
Whereas if these people are saying, well, of course my mutualist society would be voluntary, because that's what everybody says, right?
Good point. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So I have to say, I like the Gotenna idea. I think it's a neat one. I hope it works out for him. I hope that, you know, we can get him on board as an advertiser, because I'd like to test it. I think it'd be neat. My big concern, my first objection would be, well, if I want to communicate with somebody, I don't want to text. I think that's, you know, if it's an urgent situation, texting is not a fast method of communicating.
Unless it can do like group messaging, right? Like if you can broadcast a message and people who choose to receive broadcast can receive it.
I believe you can with this.
So that's like a really like helpful feature. And I mean, she mentioned that she was in Brooklyn during Hurricane Sandy, mm-hmm. and that was some serious mess. I was in Long Island when that happened. I mean, we had the National Guard there, just cell services out, power's out. You know, even keeping your cell phone charged was a really difficult thing to do.
A lot of government buildings, it's hard to get a signal, for instance, and so if you had a group of people inside a building, this could be very, very useful in a situation like that.
Absolutely.
There's more coming up here, or just out and about at a festival or something. If you don't need an urgent message to get to somebody, a text is a good way. A group text is a good way to do that. And if you're not relying on the phone networks, that's a plus for sure. 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Ring leaks into a transformer. Insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down. Copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat. Transformer blows. Transformer blows. Facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.